SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
You're listening to SBS News.
UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer is battling for his political future as the fallout grows in the wake of last week's Epstein Files release. The latest crisis to hit Starmer's government follows scrutiny over his appointment of Peter Mandelson as US ambassador in 2024, when Mr. Mandelson's ties to the late sex offender Jeffrey Epstein were already known. Mr. Starmer has apologised to Epstein's victims in a public address over the matter.
I am sorry. Sorry for what was done to you. Sorry that so many people with power failed you. Sorry for having believed Mandelson's lies and appointed him. And sorry that even now you're forced to watch this story unfold in public once again.
Mr. Starmer confirmed on Thursday he was aware that ties between Mr. Mandelson and Epstein had endured, despite Epstein's 2008 conviction in the US for soliciting a minor. But he claims Mr. Mandelson repeatedly lied about the depth of his relationship with the disgraced financier, both before and after he was appointed as ambassador.
Mandelson was asked directly about the nature of his relationship with Epstein. And when, later, further information came to light, he was asked whether he had accepted gifts and hospitality, about whether he had been fully transparent about the relationship. The information now available makes clear that the answers he gave were lies.
Following an earlier release of files relating to Epstein in September last year, Mr. Starmer fired the former UK minister after he had served only 7 months as ambassador. The September release revealed Mr. Mandelson had remained close to Epstein for much longer than he had previously acknowledged. The ex-envoy is one of numerous prominent figures in the spotlight again this week, after the latest release of documents by the US Justice Department. The files included emails appearing to show just how close the relationship between the former ambassador and Epstein was, and also suggested Mr. Mandelson had shared government documents with Epstein while serving as a cabinet minister. During a cabinet meeting on Wednesday, Mr. Starmer attempted to distance himself from Mr. Mandelson, calling the alleged leaks to Epstein disgraceful.
To learn that there was a cabinet minister leaking sensitive information at the height of the response to the 2008 crash is beyond infuriating. And I am as angry as the public and any member of this House. Mandelson betrayed our country, our Parliament, and my party.
The latest release has raised doubts about Mr. Starmer's judgment and left some questioning if he can remain Prime Minister. Opposition leader Kemi Badenoch on Thursday described Starmer's position as clearly untenable. She urged Labor MPs to support calls to hold a no-confidence vote in Mr. Starmer in Parliament, where Labor has a comfortable majority.
It is now up to Labor MPs to do the right thing. I know there are many of them who are horrified by what has happened. We saw that in the House of Commons just yesterday. They might now expect the Prime Minister to take responsibility, but we know he won't. He will have to be dragged out of Number 10.
Facing questions about whether he could remain in power, Mr. Starmer said he intended to continue doing what he described as his vital work as Prime Minister. Local media are speculating this latest release could see the end of Mr. Starmer's leadership, while Londoners have expressed mixed views over his political future.
I feel that Starmer probably made the best choice at the time, but obviously information's come out since then, the rest will be up to the politicians around him, I suspect.
As a whole, Labour has sort of lost a lot of trust, especially with all of like the little problems which keep adding up. It's sort of, adding up to the point where I do feel, I don't know how soon, but maybe he will have to go.
Mr. Mandelson has not publicly commented on the latest release, but the saga prompted his resignation from Parliament's House of Lords earlier this week. For decades, he's been a divisive figure in British politics, having twice resigned from government for alleged misconduct. After the latest revelations, the 72-year-old is now the subject of a police investigation into claims of misconduct in a public office, which, if charged and convicted, could lead to a prison term. Angelica Waite, SBS News.
Momentum Energy is 100% owned by Hydro Tasmania, who in a single hour make enough renewable energy to fill 400,000 bathtubs with freshly popped popcorn, or spin 200 million disco balls all at once, or power an army of 10 million robot vacuums ready to take over the world! Or just help keep your leftovers cold. Either or. For a power company backed by someone who can do all that, switch to Momentum Energy. 100%.